All right. How are we doing?
All right.
Howard, you want to start?
All right, Mike. We might as well start. Mike, 2 years ago, you interviewed for a head coaching position with the Giants. 2 years later, do you still have aspirations of being an NFL head coach, Mike?
I'm a week-to-week kind of guy during the season. My focus is on what we have to do this week to get better. That's not long-term, that's short-term. My long-term focus and my commitment has been, and will continue to be, is to be the best that we can be, to finish this season out strong and look forward to moving forward into next season. That's how I have to approach this, and that's how I do approach it. I'm committed to being the best I can be right here.
Mike, does your contract prevent you from seeking a job, or if someone came after
you? I'm not going to speak to my contract. Guys, that's my focus is real simple. I got to get these guys to finish football games so we can win, and not fall apart in an overtime situation like we did this past week. And then for me, long term is the rest of the season finishing strong, and my commitment is to make this defense the best it can be next football season, and that's a long, long time in the NFL.
Well, you guys have been inconsistent a little bit up and down on defense, but in the games, like not finishing the games out that are there, like you played so well throughout the four quarters. I know Buffalo was another game where you played 3 minutes. Does that come down in the NFL to pass rush? I mean, you have to be able to get after the quarterback in those situations. Or is that too simplistic?
I think coverage and pass rush have to work together, and they go hand in hand, The secondary can't cover forever, but at the same time, you've got to be able to, to cover them, to allow the guys to get to the quarterback. And that's the thing that we've been very inconsistent. We felt like the guys played hard, and then we went out there in the overtime and really did not play very well. It was way too easy. We've got to be more resilient. We've got to make the plays. There are positives that came out of that game for us. But we didn't get the result we wanted, and ultimately that is what we got to do, is we got to get W's, we got to get wins.
Has that kind of been the snapshot of this year, though, for you, Coach, where you guys play well in spurts or certain aspects, maybe pass defense plays well one, in a game, and then the run defense doesn't?
We've not been able to put it together on the defensive side of the ball. We did not fit the run very well this past week. We had two major critical errors with the quarterback keeping the ball. When you play in this league now, you've got to be prepared for the quarterback to run the football. And every defense has a option responsibility. It's put in, it's built in, and we had two critical errors, and we allowed the quarterback to run the ball there in the fourth quarter and in the overtime period.
Talk about Evans's progress. Justin Evans, Mike, from week to week, for every play that he looks like a rookie, he's turning into outstanding plays, just getting better and better, Mike?
He's getting better and better. Said it early in the season, I think the sky's the limit for this guy. He's not just your typical free safety. He's got the ability to play strong safety. He can get down in the box. He's long. He's physical enough. And I think he's athletic enough to, in a pinch, we could put him out there and play him at the corner position. I've been very pleased. I think Brett and John have done a great job with him, bringing him along. There's been some growing pains. We've just stuck him out there, threw him out there, and said, hey, go play. We know that there's going to be things that are going to be the things that you've seen for the first time. And when they are the first time, sometimes he's made the play, sometimes he's not. That was an outstanding play. You can see his athleticism. He read the quarterback's eyes. He was able to get to the ball, and that was a big turnover for us in the ball game.
He covers a lot of ground, doesn't he, Mike?
He does. He's probably one of the faster safeties that I've been around. Sometimes it doesn't look like he's going real fast, but he does cover a lot of ground. He's a guy that plays the ball for the most part well. We've had some oops moments, but we all have this season.
Instances instance, where he's been one-on-one against Kelvin Benjamin in the end zone, and then he also at one point was up against Julio Jones in the end zone. And a lot of teams, they're trying to exploit that as a mismatch, you know, getting a wide receiver that's speedy like that or big like that against a safety. But in his case, though, because of his athleticism, right, it's not that much of a mismatch.
We feel like he can, you know, match up with some of the top receivers in the league. And, again, the way that people are displacing the wide receivers, your safeties are going to have to be able to occasionally have to line up and play basically zero coverage or have safety and the other safety helping them. And we're going to have to play. And when you're matching, you're going to have to be able to play him. And there's been some times that he's made some really good plays. There's been some times technique-wise where we haven't turned the right way. Instead of turning into the receiver, we turned to the quarterback and we got some separation. But he learns from those plays. He's going to be a really good player for us. There's no doubt about it.
What about Will Clark? He's a guy, I want to say, he has 3 sacks now in the season. It seems like he came out of nowhere.
I didn't know anything about him when we got him about a week before the season started. Will is, I've said it before, he's got good length. He was able to have a nice effort sack. There was push by Gerald, and we were able to, get some pressure on him. We still are not putting pressure on the quarterback like we need. It's been a season-long issue. I've said it multiple times. We're trying to scratch that itch, and we haven't been able. We haven't been able to do that. We've tried multiple different approaches, and it hasn't been as successful as we need it to be.
How about Gerald McCoy, Coach? Is he having a Pro Bowl year, and is this one of his best years? Are you surprised at that age and as many games and wear and tear as he's had that he's able to be as effective as he's been?
He's been very effective. He's played consistent football for us. He's a guy that always gets double teamed. There's going to be the center sliding to him no matter where you line him up. They know where he's going to be. Unfortunately, as a unit, there's a lot of markers that say we're not a very good defense. But that shouldn't take away what Gerald McCoy has been able to accomplish this season individually. Those major markers are things that we've got to improve on moving forward, and that's some of the things that we've all talked about as a group is, hey, we want to be part of the solution, and that's what we're all focusing on.
You mentioned run fits were an issue against Green Bay. You could see that on the tape. But, I mean, run fits were an issue that were also a problem against the Arizona Cardinals. I know tackling was also an issue there as well. I mean, the Saints. Why is it, and especially on the road, are you seeing issues there?
I wish I could tell you, Jenny, why we can't play at the same level when we are at Raymond James Stadium and we take our show on the road. We have not been able to handle the wear and tear of going on the road. It's a fact. You look at it. I mean, it's alarming in terms of what type of numbers that we're giving up on the road in terms of what we're doing at home. It's probably the biggest discrepancy of any team in the league. I don't know that to be the case, but I would think it is. And hopefully, hey, we got 3 of the 4 at home. Hopefully we can keep eking up and doing enough things to help this football team win.
Mike, what happened on the spread option late in that game? How much did you guys work on that? You knew Hundley was going to run the ball.
Yeah, we did. We work on it. They also had run what we call the Wildcat formation, where they ran the triple option. So we worked. We worked on where Randall Cobb was going to run it. So, if there's a running quarterback, we always touch on Wildcat and the read option, and again, those are two critical errors that you have to play assignment football, and we did not play assignment football in those two plays.
You've forgotten how to coach defense. Everybody knows your background and your resume is what it is, so it's not like you woke up and suddenly you don't know what you're doing, but when you see where you are as a team in the rankings, really, rankings don't tell the whole story, but how hurtful is that to you? Yards per play, it's kind of like.
Well, the biggest stat that we always want to concern ourselves with is we got to do whatever we have to this week to win. You know, when the dynamics of a football team change from week to week, they change during a game. You know, you like to look at the markers to say, hey, these are the things that we're progressing in. You know, we've taken a step backwards in regards to some of those markers. There's probably one thing that's been consistent about our defense, and that's we've taken the ball away probably as well as anybody in the NFL, or at least top five over the last two seasons.
What are the markers to use? Is it third down?
As I've said many times, third down is probably one of the most important markers. Last year we were first in the league. This year we're 32nd. Because winning on third down is like a turnover. You're going to force the offense to give the ball back to our offense most times. Sometimes it'll be a fourth and one situation. You know, you always want to be able to win the line of scrimmage, and winning the line of scrimmage is usually yards per carry, and winning the line of scrimmage is about putting pressure on the quarterback. You know, and then the importance of not giving up explosive plays, because when you give up an explosive play in a drive, you're going to statistically, it's going to jump up. A play that goes over 12 yards, you're going to probably increase your probability at least 25% that there's going to be some type of score. And if you have two of them, it even jumps even further than that. No, that's okay.
Is the talent in the secondary, cornerback and safety, the fact that you have some young guys there, Ryan Smith, Justin Evans, that Hargraves maybe wasn't playing as aggressive, is that one of the reasons you haven't blitzed more this year, or is that just really not part of your scheme to blitz?
No, you got to take a good hard look each week and how you want to approach the game, and then you have to also look at who you're playing with. I will say this, I thought Ryan Smith, minus a leverage issue in the ball game, he made some plays on the ball that really showed some growth in terms of understanding splits, understanding situations. He got his hands on a couple of balls that he hadn't been getting his hands on. So, you know, every game there's positives and there's negatives. Unfortunately, the biggest one is whether you win or lose, and that's what we are all trying to get done. And we just haven't been consistent enough, especially on defense, to do our part to help us win football games.
Coach, how do you keep this team or your defense focused? I mean, obviously there's a disappointing season in the record and probably not the playoffs, but what do you do to keep this team together, or do you really let the players and the leadership kind of handle that part of things?
Well, I think you have to be consistent in what you do in your leadership. You don't change your leadership style. I think that we have a group of guys that at times have played football at the level that we need to play for us to be successful, and then there's other times that we've been well below that. And the bad thing about it is it happens in the same game. And you can say that on a number of occasions this year. For the most part, I think that our effort has been good. It's been good. We do have good leadership. In the room, you've got guys like Gerald, you've got guys like Levante and Quan that are out there playing every down. You know, we miss some guys, you know, but you can't complain about missing guys, because everybody in this league, after the first week, first time you put pads on or the first time you practice, somebody's going to be down, somebody's going to be missing, you know, and this is a no-excuse business.
Coach, last week you faced a quarterback in Brett Hundley. OT had a couple of runs, mobile quarterback. Looks to run more than pass when he's in trouble. What about this week going up against Matthew Stafford, quarterback who's mobile, but how does that change your offense or your defense when you try to stop a quarterback that's looking to make that big pass?
He's a very difficult guy to defend. He has got probably top three in terms of strength of arm, in terms of, I was going to say, we're going to go out and see how far you can throw this football. He's top three. He can flip the ball when he's off balance a lot further than you anticipate. It gets there a lot quicker. He is a tough dude, all right? He's gotten rocked a few times this season, and he just keeps getting up. That's why we're anticipating. I'm not sure what his status is going to be. It's questionable, but we're preparing like he's going to go, because he's one of the tougher dudes. I've been very impressed. I've had an opportunity to compete against him. He's a competitor. You can't get him rattled. You hit him hard, and he just keeps on going. So he's one of the, you know, he's one of those elite quarterback when you start talking about top 7-8 quarterbacks in this league, in my opinion.
Mike, how much harder is it to coach defense in this league, generally speaking, since you broke into the league, in terms of the emphasis on safety, how to hit the quarterback, where to tackle, how much time, Mike, do you spend on that, drilling your guys about safety issues from a defensive standpoint?
Well, the league has changed immensely since 1999, when I first had an opportunity to join this great league. The thing that I think stands out the most is the athleticism of the skilled players and the play of the quarterback and the way that teams distribute the players on the offensive side of the football. It's not unusual to see a tight end lined up at number one, a wide receiver lined up at number three, and they're all looking for, you know, they're all looking for mismatches. And what that does is it kind of forces you to play it more like NBA basketball at times. It becomes a one-on-one game, simply because if you're playing zones, you're going to have issues the way that people distribute their receivers. So that part of it's changed. You know, the guys are bigger, they're stronger. I think that we're doing a great job as a league in terms of player safety. I think that the numbers will back that up in terms of the, you know, the helmet-to-helmet contact. Our guys understand how important it is to keep the head out of the game. It's not easy, and I feel for these guys because, you know, it's a defensive player's prerogative that he's got to make sure that he doesn't have the helmet-to-helmet contact, and that target that he's going at is moving, you know, and sometimes he's doing everything that we coach him to do, and they still have helmet-to-helmet contact. Now, there's other times that guys are headhunting. That happens in this league still, and that's a shame because we need to make sure that it's as safe as it can possibly be for all the players.
Monday night was in part a tough game to watch, Mike. I don't know how much you saw.
I didn't see any of it. I didn't. You know, I heard some of the guys talking about it in the office and in the locker room.
You mentioned that the league's kind of become like NBA basketball, one-on-ones and stuff. You know, for a coach that has a zone-based defense, and I know everybody, a lot of people have Tampa 2, you know, base defenses and things like that. But, I mean, how do you kind of balance that and at the same time still kind of keep your defensive principle, you know?
Well,
some of the one-on-one stuff.
Well, you've got to adjust, and we do adjust. A lot of our zones become matchup zones. You know, we're not very few teams, depending on the situation, are truly playing spot drops where we're dropping to a specific spot on the field. In certain down and distances, you do that because you're going to have an opportunity to tackle them before they get a first down. But for the most part, most of the zone coverages that people are playing today, they're matching up when they match with the receiver in their zone. So it's, you know, it's a hybrid. You know, so many people want to say, gosh, they only play four. You know, there's so many nuances based on who's aligned where, who you're defending them with, and how you're trying to put two guys on one. You know, whether you're playing a man coverage or you're playing a, quote, a zone coverage, there's certain guys that you want to try to put two on one, and there's certain formations that you can't do that. When I say that is, hey, there's certain formations that they're going to put the guy in a position that, guess what, we're going to have to play big boy ball and go one-on-one at times.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. All right, thank you, guys.